Familiar Christmas story from Luke chapter 2. We're going to, on this Christmas morning, reflect just a few minutes upon the glorious truth that God gives us in that story. Children, it is Christmas Day today, the day we have been looking forward to. We have been thinking about the coming of Jesus Christ and the celebration of that we have today. We have talked about how Christ's coming into the world brings comfort to His people, about how Christ's coming brings life and peace to His people. And this morning, about how the coming of Christ into the world brought worshipers. And that is why we are here. We have come to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. One of the songs that we did not sing this morning, number 340 from the Psalter, says, "Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, worship Christ, the newborn King." Worship is an appropriate response to the coming of Christ into the world. It is appropriate for us to be here this morning. We know it is not the Lord's Day, and we know, too, that Christ was not born on December 25. But it's the day that we commemorate His birth, the day that we commemorate His coming, a day that we have set apart to reflect upon the glory of Jesus Christ, our Savior, coming into the world. And that is why we worship. His coming and His birth brought worshipers when He first came. Worshippers from the heavens. We read that there were these shepherds, but in verse 9, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. An angel came to bring the announcement of the birth of Jesus Christ. An angel of glory. And it's fitting that an angel would come. Christ, who would be the glorious one, Christ, who would be the light of the world, is announced by an angel, a glorious angel. The glory of the Lord shone around them. And then later, a whole host, a whole company, a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest." It is appropriate, it is fitting for the angels to worship, to praise, to announce the coming of Jesus Christ into the world. It is fitting praise that they bring. Fitting to bring glorious praise because of who He was. God incarnate. God, the second person of the Trinity. The one who had been from all time. Who had known glorious fellowship with the Father and the Spirit. Now comes into the world. He takes on flesh and blood on our behalf. It is fitting for the angels to praise because of who Christ was. The true God-man, the Son of God coming into the world. It is fitting for the angels to bring praise and glory to Him because of His work. Christ came as the fulfillment of all the prophecies about the coming one. He was the anointed. He was the Messiah. He was the one that Isaiah spoke about again and again and again, which we've looked at together. The one is coming. The one is coming. And now finally, He is here. It is fitting for the angels to bring glorious praise and worship to Him. For He was the one who was prophesied in the Old Testament. He was the one who was pictured in the Old Testament. One who was looked forward to for so many years. And one who would come to perfectly accomplish the work of redemption. The angel said, "On earth peace among those with whom He is pleased." Peace on earth. True peace. Real peace. Lasting peace. Peace between a holy, righteous, and glorious God and a fallen, sinful man. Now the angels come to praise and to worship, and it's fitting that they would say, "There is now peace because of this one. The angels from heaven bring fitting, proper praise and worship because Jesus Christ was born. I say it is fitting for the angels from heaven to bring praise and worship. But while it is fitting for them to do so, it is also foreign for them. It is fitting for them to bring praise, but it is foreign for them because Christ did not come for the angels. Christ did not come for the heavenly beings. What do they say? Fear not, behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people, not for us angels. This is foreign praise we're bringing. It is for you. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped and lying in the manger. It is for you. It is for you. It is for you. While the angels appropriately and fittingly bring praise, it is a foreign praise that is given a model then for the shepherds to praise. The worship begins in heaven and now comes down to earth. In the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flocks by night. Shepherds. Regular, ordinary shepherds. Ordinary people doing ordinary things. Shepherds keeping watch over the flocks. That's what shepherds do, children. They watch over their flocks. The angels came with this glorious message, and they don't go, first of all, to King Herod. And they don't go, first of all, to the high priests. And they don't go, first of all, to the movers and shakers in ancient society. But the angels come to shepherds. Ordinary, regular people doing ordinary, regular things. These are the ones who are given first opportunity to bring praise and worship to the newborn king. And what good news that is for us. We don't gather this morning as the mayor of Sioux Center, as the governor of the state, as the elite of the area. We don't gather this morning as those who are somehow better than anyone else. We're regular, ordinary people. We do regular, ordinary things. And yet the message comes to us. A Savior has been born to you. A Savior has been born, and He is Christ the Lord. The good news of the gospel is not only for those who are the elite of society, but it comes first to the regular people. We are given opportunity to bring praise and worship this morning. We are given opportunity to open our mouths in praise and in song because the glorious birth of Jesus Christ. It is an extraordinary message coming to very ordinary people. What a blessing for us. We don't have to feel that we are somehow left out of the message because we're not more advanced in society, because we don't have a bigger bank account, because we don't have more things in our garage or things like that. We are simple, regular people. And yet we are given the opportunity to bring praise and glory and worship because Jesus Christ came. There were shepherds out in the fields keeping watch over their flocks at night. And they hear this glorious message. And these shepherds, these ordinary people, become believers of that message. They are given the great privilege of going to express their faith and worship the newborn king. Notice what it says in verse 15. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened." Now, I think I would be tempted to say, let's go to see this thing if it really did happen. I'm not sure. I don't know. We saw the angel, but let's go see if it's really true. That's not how the shepherds responded. Let's go see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. They heard the message, and the message was enough to make them believe. The message of the coming of this glorious Son, Jesus Christ, and God worked that faith in their hearts, that they embraced that message by faith, and they knew it was true. Let's not go see if it happened. Let's go see what has happened. For God has spoken to us. They believed the message. And because they believed, they saw and heard Christ. Verse 16. They went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. Verse 20. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. The word was true. The message was true. They could rely on it. They heard the message. Their hearts responded in faith and they saw Christ. And that's the same message we bring today. The story of Christmas is not just a story. Oh, it's a glorious tale, a glorious story of angels and shepherds and this glorious picture, but it's not just a fairy tale. It's not a bedtime story for children. It is the Word of God that He sent His only begotten Son into the world to save us from our sins. Peace between God and man. That's the same message we bring today. And if you hear that message and believe that message, then today you too see Jesus. You see Him through the eyes of faith. You embrace Him as your Lord and your Savior. And you can truly celebrate the glories of Christmas. They were ordinary people. They heard the Word and responded in faith. That was the glory of the worship that they brought on that first morning when Christ was born. They received the Word and responded in faith. That was their worship response to the Word of God. That's the same response we call forth today. If you are here and have not truly believed the message of Christmas, embrace it by faith. Don't keep looking for proofs. Don't keep looking for evidence. The shepherds didn't ask for evidence. They heard the Word, and they believed. And having believed, they saw Christ, and then verse 17. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child, and all who heard it wondered what the shepherds had told them. They believed, they saw Christ, and then they went out, and they told other people what they had seen. Believers became the first evangelists. They had seen the Christ child, which is just as they had been told. And they became the first evangelists and witnesses to the birth of Jesus Christ. There is a natural and necessary progression that goes on. We who become believers by faith must necessarily tell that truth that we know to others. To others in our community, to others in our work environment, perhaps to others in our family who have not truly embraced the glory of Jesus Christ. We are approaching the beginning of a new year, and we will talk a bit about new years and old years, Lord willing, about a week from now as we gather again for worship. But I would like to even now begin to challenge you. As you think about the upcoming year, as you think about perhaps resolutions that you might make, ask yourself, with whom will I share the gospel this coming year? We have heard the message. God has given us the gift of faith to respond. And believers must naturally and necessarily become evangelists. With whom will you share the glory of Jesus Christ in the coming year? The glory that there now is truly a peace between God and man, that we were lost and dead in darkness and sin. And God, because of His own good love and mercy, sent the light of the world, Jesus Christ. That will be responding with proper worship. Worshiping God for who He is in His Son, Jesus Christ. And then bringing Him more glory by telling that story to others. We gather this morning as those who know about Christmas. As those who rejoice in Jesus Christ. But there are those who simply celebrate this as a day of presents and wreaths and trees and snowmen and Santa and all those things. They miss the glory. They miss the glory of the day. May God open our mouths to share the truth. He has seen fit to shine the light of the gospel upon us. He has given us the gift of faith, regular, ordinary, unschooled people. And now calls us to go out and share that glorious truth. May you truly celebrate Christmas this year. Truly bring worship to God by honoring Him here this morning, but by honoring Him in the year to come, sharing who He is with those who still live in a dark and sinful world. May God give us the grace and strength to go forward and properly worship Him. Let's join together in prayer. Lord our God, we do thank You for the glory of the Christmas story. This is a story that we have heard many times, read many times. Some of us, from the time we were infants, heard and memorized the story in Luke 2. It is easy for us, O God, to become complacent about the glory of the message. You sent angels, glorious angels, a multitude of the heavenly hosts, to bring fitting and proper praise at the birth of Your Son. And You brought that praise that we might be able to bring praise. We know, O God, that we live in and move in different circles, some in academic circles, some in different employment circles, some of us in the circles of our homes. And yet in all of these places, we must shine forth the glory of Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Lord God, may our celebration of Christmas not end on this day, but may this be the beginning of an ongoing commitment to deliberately sharing the truth that we know, to deliberately opening our mouths to share Jesus Christ, that next Christmas more may come and worship Christ, the newborn King. Hear our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.